Dr. Danilo Duplessis, and he is a senior lecturer at Stellenbosch University and a consultant urologist at Tigerberg Hospital. But before I speak to him, why am I talking to him today? Well, the press this past few days has been filled with a milestone operation that took place in Tigerberg Hospital, where a mother apparently donated a kidney to her daughter via robotic surgery. Apparently, this is a powerful medical innovation, and we wanted to get the backstory on it. So, Dr. Danilo Duplessis, thank you for joining us on Chai FM this afternoon.
Oh, it's lovely speaking to you.
So, really, you're talking to somebody who knows what I know about medicine is absolutely frightening. So, talk to me like I'm really stupid and tell me, what is it about this robotic surgery that makes it so innovative, and why was it used for this particular surgery?
So I think the main thing is that it makes donating your kidney less painful, less traumatic, and safer. And I think that's really the beauty of it, is that it will make donating your kidney to a loved one or to a child or a parent, you know, an easier choice, and it will be make it less of an insult to yourself. And the robotic technology itself is amazing. We can talk about that, but it just makes surgery so much more precise and so much more controlled than it would be in any traditional way.
Does that then also assist in any way the probable success of the operation?
It will in some cases. You know, transplant surgery itself is relatively successful, although there's a thousand things that must go right. But I think the biggest thing is not making it more successful. It is probably as successful, maybe slightly better, but it is way less traumatic and invasive for the donor, and that is where the big advantage comes in. If you do an open kidney removal, for example, patient will stay in the hospital for 5 days, the first 2 days in the ICU. In this case, you know, you take the kidney out, next day the patient can. So it makes a massive difference for the individual.
So that's exactly what I was trying to get my head around. So that's a massive difference. I see in the olden, before this robotic surgery, were both patients being operated on at the same time and going through the procedure simultaneously? Is that the difference here?
So first we remove the kidney, and then afterwards, once the kidney is now removed, we then plant it into the recipient. So the two follow each other, but it happens, you know, in the same morning. So it's right after each other. But the difference is about, you know, how precisely one can remove the kidney from the person donating the kidney. So one has to make sure that the blood vessels on the kidney stays long and healthy. So you really have to go right onto the aorta and your vena cava, which is the big blood vessels in your body. And you have to go right onto them to get the veins off there. And that is obviously quite a invasive and a dangerous place to operate. And with the robotic system, it can work extremely precisely, and you've got up to 10 times magnification. So you can see structures and details around vessels that you can never see with the naked eye. And that just makes it safer. It makes the kidney that you take out, it ensures that it is in a good position, that there's no damage to the blood vessels, to the ureter, that then the whole integrity of the ureter and the kidney, everything stays intact.
That makes sense. Without being too technical, because I won't understand it, but talk to me about this robot. Where does it come from? What does it cost? And how many facilities in South Africa have access to it?
Okay, so there's a few things. So initially it was developed by a company for the U.S. military, actually. So it was the idea there was that they could have this robotic platform somewhere in a war zone, and they could have surgeons in the U.S. operating remotely in this remote country or facility. And that's where it came from. And then it has been fine-tuned over the years. And this one that we use, the Da Vinci system, comes from the U.S., but there's a few others now coming from China and India, etc. How much does it cost? It is expensive. I can't give you exact rand value, but it's in the order of 30 to 40 million rand.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
So it is expensive. once you've got the machine, the disposables is more or less comparable to what one would spend on any normal surgery. So the big cost is really the capital of getting the machine initially. And then, I can't remember what your other question was.
But just in terms of, yes, exactly, Africa. Yes.
There's in the public sector, academic centers, Tygerberg has one, and Groote Schuur has one. And then just recently, Bloemfontein University Hospital also got one. One of the competitors, not from the US, one of the newer machines, slightly different. So at the moment, there's actually three in South Africa in the public sector. And in the private sectors, there's a few more, probably around 8 to 10 in the country.
Perhaps I'm a little biased because I'm talking to you from Gauteng. I didn't hear anything about Gauteng mentioned there, which doesn't make sense to me, given that we've the greatest concentration of wealth and population in the country. When do we get one?
So there isn't one in the public sector yet. There is a few in private, though. So if in the hospitals around you, you will find some of them. There's a new training facility that started at Onderstepoort, where one can do operating on dogs and cats and et cetera. So one can do some training sessions there. So I'm sure soon there will be one in your public sectors as well, I hope.
I hope so too, more than you can imagine. That's for absolute sure. Just getting back to this particular event, because we've all been very cerebral about this and made it quite academic. How's the mother and daughter doing?
They're doing well. Both of them are doing well. The mum is, she's at home, obviously, so she's recovered quite well. And the daughter is still in hospital. Kidney is working. We are keeping a close eye on her. So with a kidney transplant, the surgery is really just one component. The nephrologist has many other things to worry about, immunosuppression and blood pressures and many other things. So she's still in hospital. We'll still keep her here for a few days to make sure that everything goes well.
My producer's busy pointing at his watch and says I have to stop, but I have to ask you one more question because I find this absolutely fascinating. This is actually quite close to home. I have a family member who donated a kidney to her brother. And what really astounded me was the extent to which there was psychological support for this. I just assumed you go in, have the kidney removed, give it to your brother. It's so much more than that. And for years afterwards, there seems, is this particular to kidney transplants, or is this any transplants where you have this need for support?
I think it's the need for support is probably with all donations, liver or kidney, etc. And one has to be absolutely prepared. As you would know, it's a person. It's not a patient. It's a healthy person that's donating the kidney. So one has to make utmost sure that this person is prepared. They understand what they're going to go through. They understand the risks. They understand that it might not work. So all the support is crucial to make sure that everything goes well and that, future patients will also be able to donate and more, because it's not just one person with renal failure. There's many people outside. So we have to take care of each donor to the best of our abilities to make sure that it goes well for them, but it also goes well for the whole program. And I think it's one of those places in transplants. Transplants is one of the places in medicine where as doctors and as nurses and transplant coordinators, one becomes so involved, because it's such a long process to go through until you get to the point of transplanting, that it makes it quite special.
Dr. Duplessis, thank you for a really fascinating discussion this afternoon. Really learned a lot.